Introduce Dr. Khan. Dr. Khan is a senior program associate and chief of the party of a six-member consortium funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in India, promoting preventive behavior among women and children in rural India. Before this, Dr. Khan has held numerous distinguished positions, working to improve access, choice, and quality of maternal child health, family planning, and reproductive health services. His expertise also includes operational research, health financing, development of behavioral change communication strategies, gender equity, area planning, and the measurement of labor force, gender, and sexual-based violence. He teaches research methodology and operational research at Jamia University in Delhi, and has published extensively in a wide range of subjects. So please welcome Dr. Khan.
Well, good morning, everybody. This findings I'm really presenting is a very small portion of a major project of the USAID, of the Bill Gates Foundations, which was basically developing BCC communication strategy. Now, one of the things which we thought of was using ICT, or basically particularly mobile technology, to reach to the poorest people who are not able to reach by any of the other media. And just, I'm going to do the presentations on a portion of that health workers, how health workers are using it, and because of the mobile technology and the use of the health, how the client-provider interaction has really increased. Let's see. In India, so far, there are 600 million mobile phone connections, and every month, it's increasing between 15 to 20 million added to every month in this. This is the second largest number of mobiles in the world. Reach of mobile is more than radio and TV. When radio and TV reaches maximum to 20% or 25% of the community in the rural areas, the penetration of mobile is 55% in UP, which is 160 million population, most backward states. And the second most backward state is Bihar, which is 140 million populations. And in both the states where we are working, more than around 50% of the people, households, have access to a mobile. It may not be everybody might have a mobile, but the household has a mobile and they have access to. So it's a very much better potential way to reach to the poor people in rural areas as compared to TV and radio, which is actually 20 to 22%. And the trend shows that the TV access, the growth rate is actually negative. So whereas the growth rate of the mobile telephone is around 50% every year. So one of the objectives, main portion of the Gates Foundation was to explore feasibility and challenges in using mobile phone as tool to strengthen health delivery system. The study is based on different data sets. It includes about 744 interviews of the health community health workers, paramedics who are really providing the services. A large number of them are the community workers who have been appointed under the new programs which called ASHA, and they are reporting to the immediate paramedics A&M, and these two are the key who have been interviewed. Apart from that, we really looked into around 4,700 households spread over 225 villages and 12 districts of Uttar Pradesh, and similarly about 10,000 households screened in Bihar. Apart from that, the literature review, what is available on these and the various experimentation which is going on in India has been really looked into. First is, what is the observation coming out of the literature? First, mobile is being used for data collections by the frontline health worker. Frontline health worker is basically, here we are talking about ASHA, who is the based at village, and she covers about 1,000 population. Counseling and education, so the data is being collected through the mobile and sending it back to immediately either the PSC or the higher level of the facilities. Counseling and education for the community members, their experimentations are being done that video chips and some flip charts, etc., has been put into the mobile, and the frontline worker take those mobile when they're doing the extension works and demonstrate it through that particular things. It has plus and minus observations. Plus observation is nobility, and people are more interested, keen to really look into. The small screen makes some difficulties for the providers and the people to look into in the groups and things. Community monitoring of the programs. That's not in the health sector as much as in the agriculture and other. It's what is called e-governance. There are different program has been tested to see that whether complaint by using mobile or any other things to really goes into an action could be taken. And Lokwani was one of the very famous experimentation which was given, and more than 100,000 complaints were given, and those were addressed within 3 months, up to 95%. So that's another part of this which is being, though it has not really come into the health sector, but it is basically the administration, agriculture, and other places. And improved supervision of frontline workers. If you are aware of Indian data or Indian studies, which was happening 10 years, 15 years, and 20 years, and the interaction, when did you meet your supervisor last? You'll find that most of the time, the interaction between supervisor and the frontline worker was monthly meeting. In some cases, a visit to the field for the extension work. But with the mobile, it's almost every week, two to three times in a week, the questions are being asked, whether you have attended that, you have not attended that. So physically contact is not there, but still they are continuously interacting with their supervisors, and a lot of the information is available, which really talks about what is really happening. In case of Gujarat, there is a 206 sub-centers. One sub-center is a health pole which covers about 5,000 population. And experimentation is being done on to tracking the beneficiaries, whether they received what benefits they were supposed to, or the health supports they're supposed to get it or not. And the data shows that it has improved both service delivery as well as timely reporting of the service given. And similarly, there is a lot of good, interesting data is are there, but let's move it to, the only thing is that the result shows varying results. When you really look into some of the places, it's not good. For example, in UP, this Catholic Relief Services tried to experiment with the ASHAs, and they found that only 35% can really do an accurate reporting of the data and information as compared to the urban. So that you have a variations from very good to very poor, and it depends also on the development of the states. And for example, if you go to the southern part, it's much more being efficiently used. Even if you're in Odisha, is efficiently used as compared to UP and Bihar, but it's only a matter of time and training. What is the ownership of telephone, mobile to the workers? Here is 84% own actually their own numbers, whereas the access is, if you take the access of the husband or other person in the family, 92% of the workers have access to mobile. Again, it's a very recent phenomenon. If you really look into that, 5 years, 77% of these frontline workers as well as the paramedics got it in the last 77% of those got it in the last 5 years. If you really come down to, it's actually around 50% got in the last 3 years. So it's a very recent phenomena which is really taking place. Urban area has been saturated. Almost 100% household has a mobile. Here is now we are seeing that about 50% and is increasing. What they do with this mobile? What purposes is used? Obviously, receiving call and responding to will be 95%, which is often happening for their parents, their partners, their the relatives and things like that. 11% of them are sending SMS. Now, it is important to point out that Bihar and UP has got a very high level of illiteracy, and hence sending off. And still, Hindi, which is the vernacular and we spoken, is very poor in terms of the mobile system. It's coming up, but it hasn't come. So what is really is dependent on in English, and obviously English is poor and a large population is illiterate. So the 11% of the workers is pretty impressive to me. Isn't it also interesting to see that 11% are using for entertainment? Entertainment is often F radio or the music system, which is inbuilt into that. So radio is being slowly replaced by the mobile itself because it's a dual function. But to me, the most important point is the lower one, is the contacting with supervisor is 46% and contacting with clients is 42%. So mobile is regularly being used by half of those to look into that and contact with their supervisors on the one side and the clients on the other sides. They receive SMSs, yes, 97% receive it. Read, 50% read, some around 20% very regularly remaining, sometimes whenever they're required. Increase the contract, when we ask the question of increasing the contacts and keeping the contacts with the clients, 17% said they keep regularly, 57% says as and when required, that's quite a good answer, but 26% say that they don't really keep regular, I mean, contacts with the clients with the, using this. Keeping client list with a mobile, the first question is to keep the contract, you have to have the mobile, all those households where you have a mobile connections. So the question was asked that whether you have the mobile phone number of those households where it is your clients are there. Only 26% of the workers have actually number of those households where their mobile is there. This has also increased the networking between the workers themselves. In a typical village situation, there is an Anganwadi worker which is under child and welfare programs. It really works for nutrition and things. And there is an Anganwadi worker for every 1,000 populations. Now, there is an Asha health worker who is under Ministry of Health. And there is every 1,000 workers, population, there is one Asha. Now, the basic responsibility of them is to promote institutional delivery, identify the pregnant women, help them to get ANC, help them to get registered with the PSCs, that's the primary health centers, and help them to take them to the PSCs to deliver that institutions and provide the postpartum care. Now, there is a lot of weaknesses in these programs, but the fact is this, that this program, which is known as Janani Suraksha Yojana or JSY, has helped UP to jump from 26% institutional delivery in rural area to almost about 55%. That's the big jump. In other places like Madhya Pradesh, which is another backward state, it has gone up to 80%. Now, they have also introduced one of the basic bottleneck which was found was transportations. So they brought in Janani Express. And that's mobile, you use the mobile, call them that there is a pain, woman in the pain. And within the arrangement of those transportation by the private sector and the government partnership is like that within half an hour that will be reached there. So the one of the major barrier of the transportation has been also being addressed. So that has really increased. But everywhere you see that one of the critical element which was there was access to mobile or mobile services, because they can really approach and inform the things. Why do they contact among themselves? First thing is that about information about the meetings, various meetings been taking place, 70%. Advice on special days. A special days is Village Health Nutrition Day, and the various activities are done on those days. The discussion on that is about 84%. Supervision of the work, 90%, and that's, I think, really changing the thing, because the question is being asked on the mobile, did you attend that particular woman postpartum care or immunizations? Advance informations to PSC for arrival of delivery cases. That was another interesting thing, which is 30%, that in the night, if the pain is there, and Asha herself is not going, she informed in advance to the PSC that a delivery is going to be taking place. The woman is on the way to PSCs, get ready, because often Asha is not in the clinic. So she is living nearby, and that's advanced information is very instrumental to the see that these things are available. And guidance to the complicated cases. Interest in receiving health education, 60% said yes. Most of them really still wants in voicemail rather than SMS, maybe because of the literacy. Preference for recording system, registrar again. It's an interesting thing. They still want to hold the old registration system with the paper and pencil. They don't want to switch over very quickly to mobile. And if you really see that, only 20% said that we will prefer to switch over mobile. And there were a number of reasons were given why they didn't want to do. Like use of mobile showing video and clipping, 51% said yes, they would like to. The remaining still have some reservation, and basically the small screen and difficult to show the clippings and perceived difficulties in managing it. Community response, what is the community response to that? 55% of the household, I already told, that have the mobile. Always, sometimes and never, they receive the SMS, but most of them, they're never able to read it because of illiteracy. Only 19% reads it, they know it. Now, interest in receiving health information, yes, 78% said if it comes, it will be wonderful, but bulk of them really want on voicemail, and some of them write about, let's say SMS is combined, 24% say there is SMS. Willingness to pay, I mean, that's an interesting question, that that services, whether they are ready to pay for those services, because there are designated centers for providing these informations, and are they interested, the community is interested to pay for that. Now, 60% said yes, they are ready to pay. 40% said no. Now, those who are willing to pay, up to 31% or the rupees or more per month is 9%, 25 to 30 is 13%, and not willing to remain, not willing to pay more than, if you really look into the bottom part, the 6 to 10 and 1 to 5, that's considered about 20%, and 46 not. So if you're taking all the three together, 60% are not interested, 70% actually, 70%. 70%, around 70% are not interested more than paying up to 10 rupees at the most. So it's a strong feasibility of using mobile as tool for improving health services is good. Without any planned intervention, availability of mobile has increased client-provided contact. Supervision appears to have improved. There is a general willingness to explore both among the workers and clients the use of mobile for knowledge disseminations, and about half of the community members are willing to pay for services. Thank you.